picked up on a lot of things. So then, you know, when he quit, I'd go out and find me another mechanic, you know, and I'd con him into letting me help him, you know. I'd work for nothing just to get to learn. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, back then, a lot of the professional people, they didn't want to give away too many secrets, so it was hard to dig things out of.
But you managed.
I managed, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, you said there were really just a couple of stores. What were the gas stations like at that time?
Well, you had a few gas stations, and, you know, some of them, they sold groceries, but, and I worked around some of them, too, and, you know, you pull up there, and they'd come out and clean your windshield, fill you up with gas, check your under your hood, and some of them would even sweep your front of your car out, you know, your floorboard out of the car. So, and it was quite different because you really had to compete to get the business from people back then. There wasn't that many customers, so you had to be really nice to them.
And what kind of vehicles did people have, say, when you were growing up?
Well, the majority of them, you know, was a lot of them was Model A Fords, and, you know, you saw a few old Chevrolets, you know. You didn't see too many, you know, real elaborate cars, you know. You saw a few, but not very many. Most of them was old Fords, Chevrolets, because the people could kind of work on them themselves and keep them running.
Uh-huh. So people had pretty good knowledge of how to keep their own vehicles running?
Yes, because they were simple then, you know. It wasn't a big deal, you know, then to keep them running. So.
Okay. And you got married? Where'd you meet your wife?
At Roswell School.
Would you say that most of the people in the community married within the community?
Mm-hmm. They did.
And do you think that that's still true today? Or?
No, I don't. I think then it was about 90% true, you know, that, but I think today it's different.
You said that the churches sponsor a lot of activities. What types of activities did your children participate in, or did you and your family participate in?
Well, you know, the schools, they'd have softball games and, you know, have picnics, you know, for the younger people and things like that. Something just to get them together and let them, you know, get to know each other. And I think that was good.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of historical buildings here in Roswell. Did you know any of the people who lived in them?
I knew Miss that owned Barrington Hall, and I worked right behind there, behind Barrington Hall at a service station, and I got to know her real well. She'd walk out to the back fence, and we'd talk, I had to go over there for something one day, and she said, "Have you been in Barrington Hall?" And I said, "No, ma'am." And she said, "Well, let me take you through." And she took me through and showed me